Now, for the best 2 hours in radio, it's time for the Varsity Radio Show. Here's your host, Seth Henniger.
Man, have we got a show for you, and I am so excited. I know everybody in the studio is. Anytime this man to my right comes here, he was born to do radio, not because of his face, that's what he says, but he was born to do radio. He's got the best radio name ever. His name is Brandon Love, B-Love, as we call him. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing amazing. I am hippopotamus happy to be here and peacock proud to be in your presence. Man, I'm excited to be here, man.
Am I wrong? This guy is fantastic. Also in the studio, and he's not coming on the mic, but he'll wave real quick if you're watching Facebook Live, the man helping run things today, Samuel Hewitt. There he is. Helping with our video cameras and things like that. Super cool guy. And let's never forget, I'm convinced, seriously, more and more every week, Brandon, that there's Oompa Loompas behind that desk.
There ain't no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Because this man does supernatural things on the radio, I believe. He's the greatest radio producer of all time. He slides the sliders, pushes the buttons, and just makes magic happen.
Indeed. Indeed.
He is the Willy Wonka Radio, Steven Spiegel.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a great day. Got a really good show lined up. We got all kinds of video. We're going to be talking with some great people and some guests today from Crossville High School.
Yeah, we're going to have Christian Rodriguez. He's a senior from Crossville. It's going to be fantastic. But, man, I love to start out every show with some laughter with Meme of the Week.
Memes of the Week.
There's a picture of a sign, these really cool, like, create your own sign things. It says, the weather just went from 90 to 55 like it saw a state trooper. Right?
I like it.
I have a story for that. I got pulled over this weekend. It was really
interesting.
Actually, an enjoyable situation. I know that's terrible, but I have to tell you about
and pulled over.
But I know, listen right here, I know you can relate to this, Brandon, so will you tell them what they're seeing and explain?
Oh, man, I like this meme of the week. It says, if you are under a certain age, let me assure you this apple pie was served at the surface temperature of planet Mercury.
Right.
In other words, what was happening
apple
is
apple pie from
this thing has been sitting under a heat lamp forever.
Right.
And so when you get it, unfortunately, that thing is probably just as dry, and you're going to need some milk in a hurry.
Bullin' hot, too. Yeah. I don't know. You have the same problem, Steven, with hot pockets
and pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls, mm-hmm. Yeah. And this made me laugh. There's a picture of a bunch of eggs crying around a plate of a sunny side up egg. It says, he died last Friday. Here's the ultimate dad joke. You ready? Thank God he wasn't beaten. Don't worry, he went over easy. He's now on the sunny side.
Yeah.
He's definitely in a better place.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love it.
Steven, I just gave you 5 dad jokes at once.
Steven, that was awesome.
That was rapid fire right there.
Now look at this, Brandon. Is this not true?
Oh, right? I like that.
It's a picture of this fish from SpongeBob with a tattoo on his arm. What's it say?
7-year-old me when I got a temporary tattoo.
That's right. Acting like a boss. Did you ever do that?
Mean, he's the man.
Did you do that?
Oh, of course I did. You put the little water on you?
Right. Now listen, Brandon, I don't know how exactly old you are. I think you're younger than me.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. But anyway, I remember watching WCW.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Sting?
Yes, sir.
And every time you go to a face painting place in the 90s.
Everybody got,
I want a butterfly. Everybody else, like, I want to be this, I want to be that. I said, make me Sting.
That's it.
Whole face. Right? Another dad joke, but it's so good. And it's two knights fighting. One has a sword, one has a piece of cheese. And it said, how are you going to fight me with a block of cheese? And he says, it's extra sharp.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome.
Oh, the dad jokes are coming in today.
That's right.
They're coming in.
Coming in hot. We're going to take a quick music break, but we still hang out with you at Facebook Live. And we'll be back with the FCA Moment of the Week.
I like it. I like it.
Right now, it's The End featuring Tripp Lee with Homecoming. It's the number two song in the nation on the Varsity Radio Show.
Tell my folks, I've been painting. Watch these strokes. Gonna spend myself until I'm broke.
That was a sweet song, Stephen.
I know, right? Sweet song.
I mean, that's some good music. Yep. I really like it.
Staying on top of the charts, making sure we're playing the latest stuff.
There you go, Stephen.
Yeah.
With Mr. Willy Wonka. I love it when he says that, too. The Willy Wonka radio. I love that, man. That's good stuff.
Don't you feel like, I mean, you've been here enough times. Handshake Barbers here. I love these guys. Steven Spielberg. The Indiana Jones of radio. Are you seeing what Drew's saying to you?
Wow.
If you're eating your eggs over easy, I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah, this is true. Over easy is not okay.
Hashtag salmonella.
Salmonella.
Sunny side up is even worse.
Oh, gosh.
That's how I like it. You know, I tell you, I like the sunny side up, and I put hot sauce on it.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Something me and my wife do, and... You know, you need to try it before you knock it.
Before I knock it, all right.
And
you're kind of going for the ceviche of eggs.
It's good.
You're putting all the spice on it, saying it's the spice good. Cooks it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the ceviche of eggs.
Oh, it's the taste when the yolk busts with the hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Are you kidding me right now?
I am dead serious. I am dead serious.
No.
I was going to tell you the story. We were talking about the police department. And this week, we had a guest. It's one of my mentors. I don't know if you've ever heard of Jenny Mayo.
I have. She's, I've heard that name.
Jenny, we had her here. Which was, I never thought we could have her. And we were taking her out to dinner. And after dinner, I'm just showing her the town.
Yeah.
And me and my wife and her assistant were driving around. And wouldn't you know, blue lights start happening right behind me. And I am not speeding. I'm not speeding. I promise.
Yeah.
I'm not even close.
Wow. And I'm like, what is happening?
Like, you know, you ever had that? And I'm like, what did I do? Yeah. And this officer pulls me over. Steven's heard this story.
I actually played it on the radio. At the end of the
did you? Thank mm-hmm. you. That's You're very welcome. Kind of you. Anyway, now that everybody in Marshall County already knows.
Yep.
But anyway, I get pulled over. And the nicest man ever comes to my window, and he's like, sir, didn't you see me back there? I was trying to get your attention just till you turn your lights on. I mean, he was talking like that.
Yeah.
Sir, I didn't see that. Thank you so much. I turned my lights on. He's like, I said, you need my license? He didn't even want my license.
Nope.
He texted, Henniger. Are you from Henniger, Alabama? I feel like I know this guy. Seriously, Steven, awesome. I feel like this is my friend.
Yeah.
I have never met a nicer.
Well,
other than the resource officers, man, they are phenomenal.
We know those guys. We know those guys.
They're phenomenal.
Now, is this a sheriff's deputy or
Marshall
PD? Okay,
yeah, Marshall County Sheriff.
Nice.
And he says he starts. I'm from Blount County. I almost asked his name because he was so friendly. And he's like, you know what? He said, I just want to make sure your lights were on. I mean, he was taking care of me. He wasn't mad at me. And then he goes,
that's cool. That's
right.
Cool. Good stuff.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to help you get out and everything. I'm like,
Steven, that's never happened to me ever.
I know. Right? Yeah. Jenny was saying it never would have happened to her in Atlanta. She said the cop would have been like, thank you for supporting the city of Atlanta.
Here's
your ticket. $100, please. $100, please.
And you can pay this online.
That's right. That's right. And all I want to say,
and
Steve,
while you're at it, just go ahead and click recurring giving.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take out a monthly draft.
That's awesome.
And also raise your insurance.
Exactly.
And I mean, he was the nicest guy. And all I want to say is, isn't it great to live in Marshall County?
It is.
I mean,
I tell my family back home in Texas that this is Canaan.
It's phenomenal.
It's a land of milk and honey,
you
man.
Got that right.
I drove away. I have never been pulled over where I drove away like feeling good. I was like, you know what?
Okay.
I feel better.
Yeah.
Lights on about my life right now.
Lights on and everything.
Steven, have you ever been pulled over and felt good about it?
Never.
Right?
I'm right there. Me and Steven are tracking on the same page.
Well, I'll be honest. Usually I'm like, this is not good. So,
you're like, no.
Now, Handshake Barber, I know a guy who paid the city of Bluntsville over $600.
A year.
1 year in tickets.
God.
He said that guy was me. Drew,
man.
Seriously, God,
good. $600.
What did you do, man?
Brother, money. You got some tickets.
It's Drew. You need to call in and tell us that story after FCA. That is hilarious.
We need to know how much your insurance is now.
That guy was, golly. I have never been charged over $600.
That's a lot of, you ready for this? Cheese.
Oh, it's extra sharp.
Not a cheddar.
Oh, he said speed trap. They trapped him. They trapped
Drew. Apparently, I mean, he had an express pass. He said, just charge the card. right here. Is that what he said?
He said speed trap.
Drew, you need to call and talk to us. Right after FCA, you call in. And we got to talk about that. That's
I would love to hear that story. I bet that's awesome.
I was coming back from Kentucky. Me and my wife, 19. I was 19. We weren't married yet. And we were traveling, me and her and another girl were traveling up to some friends. I was going to do ministry up there.
Yeah.
And as we were going, on the way back, there's this bridge, and it's full of state troopers, and I was speeding, and I'm like, here we go.
Woo!
And I got a ticket.
I've watched them do it on 565 before. It's not fun, man. Right there at the...
At the Coleman exit.
Well, actually, this is 565 over by the Space and Rocket Center. I used to work in TV News, and what they do is they would set the cops up there. They'd have somebody with a radar gun about a mile down the road. They'd have four or five cop cars on the side of the road just ready and waiting. They'd give a description of the car that was speeding, and then they'd just get them one after the other after the other.
Here comes another one.
It's rough.
Here comes another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that on 65 right there at the Coleman exit. So it's crazy.
The first time I got a ticket, it was the same thing. It was an ARAB. I have no idea who the cop was, but this was when I was 16.
Yep.
No, I was 18. 17, 18.
Yeah.
And everybody in my neighborhood, every teenager in my neighborhood got pulled over one after the next. After every one of us were in traffic school together.
Wow. Mm.
My entire neighborhood of guys.
Well, that was fun. Well, not really, but.
It became a rite of passage. That's weird.
No, same day.
Yeah.
Same day. I get pulled over. My neighbor gets pulled over. The next neighbor gets pulled up. I mean, speed traps make me mad.
They should have just had that. Traffic school in your neighborhood.
And right? Let me tell you what happened to me. First time I ever got pulled over in ARAB, Alabama. I was taking Cassie home. We were out on a date, and she had a curfew. And I was about to miss that curfew.
So I was going to miss that curfew. If I want a second date, I got
to
get there.
If I want her dad to even let me near her again.
Come on, somebody.
So the speed limit is 65. I'm trucking it, man. I'm going 85 miles an hour.
That's my boy right there.
Down 231.
Man,
and this cop pulls me over, and I'm like, oh no, that kind of thing.
Curfew miss.
He pulls up, and I tell him what's going on, and he said, well, just sit here for me for just a couple minutes. And he's watching his clock to make sure I'm past curfew.
Ah!
Yeah.
That was worse than the ticket.
He didn't even give me a ticket.
That was worse than the ticket.
That was the discipline right there.
Have a good day, sir, and go deal with that daddy.
Have fun.
The kicker is this.
Good luck.
Both of her parents were already asleep. I didn't even get into trouble. So it all worked out in the end. Yeah,
that's cool.
Isn't he good? Isn't God good? Right? You're good, Jesus.
Can't he do it?
Can't he do it? Yes, he did.
Won't he do it?
You know what? As he told that story, Brandon, I felt the butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was waiting on the shotgun to come out. I was really waiting on that.
I mean,
sitting on the porch with a shotgun in
the lap. Yeah, you saved some money, but at the same time, what happened to you?
He could have come down hard on me, too. The cop could have, but also her dad could have, because her dad was a assistant principal.
Ooh.
You know they deal with discipline every single day.
He should have done?
Every day.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have been to your benefit, but you...
It's still good.
He should have taken you, escorted you to the house and knocked on the door. That would have been terrible. So there was mercy that night.
There was a lot of grace. A lot of mercy.
Man,
I didn't
cool.
deserve it, but man.
Won't he do it, Jesus?
That's good stuff.
Y'all tell me he doesn't do miracles. Come on.
Still doing it.
So I'm seeing Candy, but I'm not seeing her video. I'm seeing that she's
Sorry, Ken came in and was needing to go.
Okay, there she is. Cool. I'll bring her over there to you so you guys can see her.
She's probably over there. Something. Sun was in her face because she's at the beach.
Candy.
Again.
Candy, Brandon has a problem with all the traveling that you get to do.
Candy, Candy, Candy. Listen, last time I was here, you were at the beach. I just saw videos of you in
Kansas City.
Yeah, I got to go to the home office and go to the support center last week for some training. So World that was famous. Cool.
Man, that's World cool.
And then I'm leaving Saturday for Colorado Springs for a week.
Candy. Imagine that.
Candy's super popular.
I'm going to see my baby in Colorado.
I think we're on the wrong end of ministry. What do you think?
We need to become Candy. No.
She travel more than a mission field.
Right?
We like it though, Candy. We love it. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Yep. So we're excited.
I like that blue shirt.
I've been to the beach in a while though.
That's how long I've been here. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Say, where
have you been? There you go.
The FCA Moment of the Week.
This is one of our favorite times of the day because I have grown very fond of the lady on the screen. And I want to tell the radio audience, I'm a huge fan of Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Indeed.
And the only thing I knew about them was actually Ken, their boss there, was my FCA huddle leader in high school.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
But, and I don't know if he ever told you this, these guys do so much more.
Oh, my word.
And I'll tell you something I really appreciate, and Candy wouldn't want me to just tell you. There's times where Candy will send me messages and say, hey, I am praying for you.
Wow.
And sincere about it. That's and awesome. I've sent a prayer request, and she's sincerely... sent me back something kind. And so I just want to say I'm overwhelmingly grateful
for
Candy Armstrong, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, because they sincerely, if nobody else, they've invested in my life.
Amen.
So with all that said and all the great things I could say about Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and there's a lot, I could go on all day. Can you tell me what's going on right now in your world?
Oh boy, we are full blast Iron Bowl prayer breakfast. I have got like stuff.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's
why I had to go over with Ken right quick. But yes, Iron Bowl prayer breakfast. We have got the speakers locked down, so I can let y'all know that information today. We are starting to deliver packets to the schools, and so partner sponsorships, our brochures will be online, hopefully by the end of the day, at least by the end of the week. So, so anybody who's interested in partnering with FCA for those events, we have our first one is going to be on Wednesday, November the 16th, and that's at 6:30 to 7:30. That's going to be at the First Baptist Church in Coleman. And then on Thursday, we're going to be there in Marshall County. That's going to be Thursday, November the 17th from 6 to 7 a.m. So bright and early.
Oh, man.
That's going to be at Gunnersville High School Gym again this year. And then on Friday will be Friday, November the 18th from 6:45 to 7:45. We will be at First Baptist Church in Huntsville, and that's going to be for the Madison Iron Bowl Prayer Breakfast. We're combining the two again this year, so there's no East and West. They'll just both be together. I'm going to have to get my cheat sheet out to tell you who's coming, though, because I don't want to
mention don't the mess wrong their name up, Candy.
I don't want to mess up their location. I want to make sure I get that right. So,
Egg Meter Jesus, from
the University of Alabama. He was on the 1992 National Championship team.
What?
He will be speaking at all three. So he will be at Coleman, Marshall, and Madison.
Awesome.
Yeah. The Auburn speaker will be, for Coleman, it will be David Rocker.
Okay.
And then for the Marshall, it will be Stephen Clark. He was the kicker. Not sure what year. I'm not big on, I don't know what year. But anyway, but those are the speakers that's going to be for Auburn. So they're going to split. We'll have Stephen Clark at Madison and Marshall, and then David Rocker, he will be at the Coleman. And then, of course, Shannon Brown will be at all three. So that's huge. That's going up. We've got huddles galore going on all over Madison County, Marshall County, Coleman, North Jackson County. Woo! They had an amazing huddle this past week. It was amazing. And shout out to Asbury.
Right.
Awesome.
Their huddle. Yep.
Good deal.
I heard that there was over 200 that was
233.
Man.
I saw pictures and it just, oh, it gives me chills thinking about it. It was phenomenal. So for Coach Adam Lawrence, he's on your show a lot with you.
Yep. One of my youth leaders. Love him.
Chris Golden, I think helping with him.
Yep.
But that one is really just taking off and we are so thankful. Their student leadership team
that's
are
awesome.
Doing an amazing job. But
yeah,
yes, huddles everywhere, Iron Bowl prayer breakfast. We've got Coach Spouse weekend that will be here before we know it. That's in January, so we're gearing up for that. Camp special will be going on for the Black Friday, so that starts up next month. I can't believe it'll
Good
be almost Christmas.
Night.
Thanksgiving
Indeed.
And Christmas.
Indeed.
But yes, we will have an Iron Bowl, not an Iron Bowl, but a camp Black Friday special again
nice.
This year.
Nice.
So just so much going on, lots and lots and lots, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
Love it, love it.
I know you like to talk to Candy. You got anything to say?
Well, Candy, I'm just excited that you are here with us. It's a lot of awesome stuff going
on. For a little while.
Yeah, just for a little while. It's a lot of exciting things going on. I had the opportunity of speaking at an FCA event at Cherokee Elementary about a week ago.
Yes.
And it was so much fun. Oh, my goodness. They stopped counting the kids at about 85. So
come on.
It was
oh, wow.
great. We had
See,
a good time.
I'm telling you, all over Huntsville High, their huddle. Randolph Middle School has started up a huddle, and their first one was last week, and
right.
it went amazing. But just all across the counties that Northeast Alabama covers, it's just amazing to see. And what's so special is these kids get up and come before school.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Most of them are not during the school time. Now, Huntsville High is during the day, but most of these kids are meeting before school.
That's right. That's right.
Coming and meeting and hearing God's word, sharing his word. It's what this country needs.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So it just, when I see the pictures coming in, because I'm in the office a lot, I go usually to like the college huddles and whatnot in the evening.
Sure.
But to see these young kiddos and these parents getting up and bringing these kids, shout out to
That's
the parents.
That's cool. That's right.
That
That's
are
right.
doing it because they've got jobs and they've
Amen.
Got to get to work. But, you know, whether they're late one day a week, I don't know what their schedules are, but just knowing how my schedule was when I had little ones and
Amen.
Dedicating time before school.
That's right.
Amen.
So
that
was, I mean, you know, that's huge. So thank you to the parents.
That's right.
For
right.
getting these kids there.
That's awesome. Right. That's awesome.
Because these middle school and elementary huddles that are having hundreds of kids, it's mamas and daddies this
That's
spring,
right.
It's not the kids aren't driving.
That's a fact. No. That's a fact.
So it's just, it is. It's an exciting time. In a special time. And
yeah.
like Ken always says, we're not doing anything different.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
just our time. And
That's
it's
right.
our time. And we need, our country needs, the world needs to hear his name proclaimed.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about.
That's right.
So
that's
good.
Right.
Well, Candy, I always love to have you call in. I love your passion, your mm-hmm. heart, and I love what Fellowship of Christian Athletes is doing. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. We appreciate y'all. And we couldn't do what we do without you guys. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for all you do, Candy. Thank you for all you do.
It's my pleasure.
In all sincerity, I love that woman.
Oh, man. She's...
I've grown really attached to
her. The passion that she has for getting God's word out is just... awesome.
What she said about Chris and Adam, they're on my youth leadership team, so it's so exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
That when things like that happen, they send me, you're not going to believe how many came. You're not, like, you're not going to, and they've had, this year they've had probably 23 kids saved.
Golly, man, that's great.
In those FCA hubs.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's phenomenal.
23 kids. And that's exciting, man.
Oh, what you talking about?
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. I get super fired up over one. I couldn't imagine 23. Boy, I'd be hoarse and everything
else.
In
the school. That's so great. What an awesome thing.
The Clutch Moment.
Yeah, and today I want to talk to you basically about being a family of Christ, which, you know, me and Brandon, we go to different churches.
That's right.
He is very much my brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My brother from another mother.
That's it. That's it.
You know, the longer I do ministry, the longer I do things, Brandon.
Sure.
The less I care about our denomination.
Amen.
The more excited I get that I'm going to get to spend eternity with people like you.
That's right. Bless you, man. Bless you.
And the other pastors and churches. And that's what it's about. So I think for us as Christians, I'm not trying to pull us away from everybody else. I think it's our responsibility to create a family. Not just friendships, not just acquaintances, but family.
Yeah, right.
So what is the difference between a friend and a family? And a friend, the definition of a friend as spoken by the internet, is a person who has a strong liking for and trust in another person.
That's right.
But the definition of a family, and you may forget this, but before the internet got real big, we had the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes, remember that? I do.
But the internet version of Britannica says that a family is a group of persons united by the ties of marriage, blood, or adoption, constituting a single household and interacting with each other in their respective social positions. So we may not be blood, but we can be adopted.
That's right.
And Romans 12, 3-5 says, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. I love Paul how he says this.
Come on.
Don't think you're better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given you. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body.
That's right.
And
that's
we
right.
all belong to each other.
Come on.
Did you hear that?
Come on.
I like what Paul says. We are all parts of body, but we belong to each other. Mm-hmm. And I know we go to different churches.
That's right.
But we're one family.
Amen.
And we function together. We may have different talents. Like Brandon Love is one of the coolest people I've ever met. Like, I think God anointed Brandon Love with cool.
Oh, Lord. I just do.
And I want that. But in all seriousness, each of us matter.
That's right.
Our respective positions, just like I read the definition of family. So how are we a family first? And I'm about to ask you a question.
Yeah.
As a family, we want to be a place that believes in you no matter what the culture or the world may say.
Amen.
You know, I don't, and I'll tell this real quick because I'm going to take you back to high school, middle school. When we actually got to pick where we got to sit in the cafeteria. Stephen, I want to take you there.
Okay.
I want you to go with me.
Let's go.
Do you remember the first day, more in high school, but you were able to go in on the first day of school? For me, I'm an extrovert, just like you.
Right.
But one of the most stressful days of school was the first day.
First day.
It wasn't because of the teachers or...
No.
Am I wrong, Stephen?
No.
It was because when you walked in the lunchroom, you were just hoping somebody would want to sit with
you. That's it.
And you had to assign where I'm going to be.
That's right.
So... It's I think so often in Christianity, we have that feeling like when we go to a church or something like that,
right?
Who cares about me?
That's right.
So why is it important that we look out for each other in our Christian family, Brandon?
Man, I love it.
Why is that important?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you asked that question, because in my position as a connections pastor at Connect or at the school or whatever, it's so important to have a spiritual community.
Absolutely.
Because, believe it or not, Hezekiah Walker wrote this song a long time ago, and he says, I need you, and you need me.
Come on.
We're all a part of this family.
True.
So, I love it how the Bible says that we are here to bear one another's burdens.
That's right.
Seth, you may be having a good day today, and you may be smiling, you may be having a great time. It's up to you to lift up that brother that is not having a good day.
Right.
Because
we all get to be that person.
That's right. Exactly. Because our day is coming. So,
yeah.
So we need to lean on one another. All we are brothers keeper, our sisters keeper. Absolutely.
Yes.
We can't get through this thing. I know it says an old proverb or adage or whatever says that no man is an island. Yes. And that's a fact.
That's
we
true.
Need each other in this thing called life.
That's right.
Especially spiritually to lift up one another. So that's good. Why we need each other.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. And the second thing is a family of Christians. We need to be a group that reminds each other of our dreams.
Amen.
And I'm talking about our godly dreams, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But why is it important to support other Christians' dreams around you?
Oh, man. You need to be a Barnabas.
Yeah.
You need to encourage them when they want to quit. Keep pushing.
That's right.
Keep pushing. What was that old nursery rhyme? Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going. What did he say on the train? He just said, keep going, keep going,
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah.
However it goes, somebody will call me.
I think I can.
You need somebody behind you telling you, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So we all need people. That's why it's so important. You got to have somebody to help keep pushing you and reminding you of the things that you want to accomplish that they're obtainable.
Yes.
You need somebody encouraging. You need a Barnabas.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
And the last point I want to say to you, as a family of Christians, we need to be a safe place for you to let it all out. This isn't the last place. This isn't the last point. But 1 Corinthians 12:26 says this. I like how Paul says this. Paul's hilarious. If one part suffers, all parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all parts are glad. I thought that was another one where he. I have multiple verses where he says, if you think you're important, you're not really.
That's right.
I like how Paul says that in the Bible. So why is it important that we have a group of Christians we can be real with?
Man, you need somebody that you can be honest with, that you can be real with, and most importantly, that you can be safe with.
That's good.
Because in our business.
Yes.
You know, in our business.
That circle's very small.
Yes, it is. Yeah, very, very small. Yeah. So you need somebody that you can just, as a bald guy, but you need somebody that you can let your hair down with.
That's right.
Can just be totally vulnerable with, and they not go and take it and run and tell that. But somebody that can just be, you can be safe with.
Yeah.
And that way you can be open and honest with.
We all need that.
Absolutely.
And then last point I want to say is a family, we want to be the place that invests in your future.
Oh, man.
Right? I think it's a good thing for us to invest
in
other people. And I know what a lot of what I'm saying right here, to become a family, you have to become selfless.
Yeah, yeah.
And so why is it important that we begin to invest in people's futures around us?
Well,
Brandon, last question.
It's simple for me. It's simple for me because you want somebody to invest in you. So invest in somebody else.
Come on.
It's just real, real easy. You want people to sow into you. So if you want that, then sow into somebody else.
That's good.
Yeah. It's real easy. Real easy.
Love it. Love it. That's our challenge for you today. Hey, I'm going to pray over you.
Yeah.
That you would make people a family around you. If you're a Christian, it's your responsibility. God, we come to you today, and we thank you for this moment. God, we pray, God, that you would help us to create family all around us. That we would make people feel like they matter. That we would be a safe place for them to listen. And God, that we would invest in their future. God, help us to do that. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
Good God. That was fun.
Man, we've been having fun, but I think we're going to have church today, Stephen.
It's party. Come on.
You heard that organ, did you?
I was going to ask you, Stephen, can you put some organ music under us?
I got it.
Just a little bit.
Britt Burns, you're too kind, my friend. You're too kind.
Britt Burns is one of the coolest people
in the
whole world.
Now, you're talking about cool.
I will say this.
That dude is cool.
Britt's, I don't know if he's even listening anymore. That guy dresses and looks the part of cool.
Oh, man, what you talking
about?
I think he can grow a beard overnight, though. I really do.
He does. It's funny.
That dude is awesome.
It's funny. He is truly fantastic. And, Stephen, I know you love Matt Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious. He puts up this video called The South versus Canada, the similarities. We want you to laugh. We're here to make your day better. That's what Steven just made. Y'all made that the slogan of this radio station,
it is,
right?
Making your day better, yeah.
That's it.
Sit back, relax, get ready to laugh. Steven?
He's just got a way of southernizing everything.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, man. Here you go. Take a look and a listen at this right here.
After you. Okay. Ketchup chips. Yeah, I'd probably try that. Barbecue pork rinds. Timmy's. What is that? Waffle House. Oh, that's like a little Timmy's. Well, not after midnight. Poutine. Is that? Oh, it's just French fries covered in gravy. How did I not invent that? You should turn. I'm gonna need a second to process this. Yeah, what is in your deck? What is it? Shania? You have Shania Twain?
That's good.
That's really good.
That was legit.
That's awesome.
That was legit.
That's funny.
His SC roll calls have been good. Do you have any of those?
No.
Okay.
No. He's got liquor and cussing in there.
Yeah, so yeah. That's
leave
why.
Leave those alone now.
Leaving him alone.
There was liquor in that one, but I took it out. So
in this one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Man, you are the ultimate editor.
Dude, hey, he's Willy Wonka already.
I screen this stuff.
That's hilarious.
And I make it look like I didn't even edit it. That's seamless.
That's hilarious. You did good.
Thank you.
Because it's so true.
Yeah.
That we are so similar in so many ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's some big things in baseball happened this last weekend.
Huge.
Like major historic. This season, Miguel Cabrera got his 3,000th hit.
Okay.
Albert Pujols hit his 700th. Home run. There's only two people who've ever done that. I don't know if you know that. We'll pause right there for a minute.
He pushed past 700 and got 703.
Oh, no. good for him.
Yeah. By the way, which puts him in a very special class only with...
Hank Aaron. The man. The myth.
That's pretty phenomenal.
That is pretty phenomenal.
That's... Yeah. I just want you to think about it. Two players in the history of baseball this week. Like Steven said, 703.
What was Hank Aaron at?
Ooh,
I'll have to do some good one. Yeah.
And then, icing on the cake right here, this is really good because I got a few stories that branch off of that. Aaron Judge tied the home run record. Let's talk about Aaron Judge. This week.
Yeah, big guy.
And we got the video of it. He hit his 61st home run. Can we watch that real quick?
Yeah, we can do that.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. Boom. See ya.
See ya.
He's done it. Number 61.
He's his mom.
Chasing history. And now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs. The most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
That's cool stuff.
I don't know about you, Coney, but you know what?
That's a big boy.
That is a big old boy.
Babe Ruth. We've seen all
Look at his mom.
Footage of Roger
like all that baseball practice paid off.
We've got a face. We've got a guy that we can say, you remember when? Aaron Judge. This has been such a great year. And so much fun to watch. Number 61.
61 years ago in 1961, Roger Maris hit 61 home runs. That record in the American League has held up all these years. And 61 years later, Aaron Judge has tied.
Good for him.
How cool.
That is cool.
And what's even cooler is who he gave the ball to.
Yeah.
And you saw his mom there.
I did.
You know, you were talking about it as a parent, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not the most... athletic person, as we can see. About to start playing basketball with my son, which is the only thing that I was halfway decent in.
There you go. That counts.
But we've started him in T-ball, and he did better than I thought, Brandon.
There you go.
He made the All-Star team this year.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I was very proud of him. But you got to think about this mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who, like you said, drove Aaron to all the practices.
Yep.
Who invested hours, moments.
Indeed.
Her and her husband.
Yeah.
He gave it to mom.
That's
number
cool.
61. What a special moment.
That is a special moment. Good for you, mama.
I love it. Also in the news, to go on the funny side of things, there was this guy named Mark McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
Who hit 70 home runs. You heard him say so. I actually had the Mark McGuire rookie card. Mark McGuire hits his 70th home run of the 1998 series. Now, we're going to talk about why that record didn't hold.
Okay.
Phil Ozerski catches the ball. The Cardinals offer him a signed bat, a signed ball, and a jersey for it. But Ozerski also wants to meet Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire said,
"No,
no." 3 months later, Ozerski sells the ball for $3.5 million. I think my feelings would feel a little better, Steven.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
Show me the money.
3.5 million times better, I would feel.
Yeah, yeah, that's good stuff.
And why didn't that record hold up? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steroids, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, do I remember?
Also, there was another man named Barry Bonds. Yeah. Same, who had the same issue.
Same story. Same story.
Same story. That's just the truth. That's just it's what went down. It's what happened.
I've got video of one of Pujols' home runs.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
And then they do please. This little thing with the person who caught the ball. So,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
It kind of falls right in line with what you're talking about.
There you go. There you
take
go.
A look at this.
Albert hits.
He didn't even swing that hard. Come on. See ya.
Wow. 700. And it's a Cardinal, too.
RBIs number 2,000. 215 and 16.
Wow.
He's passed Babe Ruth, second all time in history, and runs batted in.
Wow!
Historic blast, number 703.
That is insane.
703. Wow!
Craziness.
Wow!
Sounds like thunder in the stands, man. It was just crazy. And the cool thing about that was what they did. Because there was a guy who caught that ball. You saw it right there.
Right.
But what's he going to do with the ball? That's the biggest question. Well, I found out that they were kind of trying to bribe the dude, trying to give him some incentive to give the ball away, basically. But I think we're all going to see him hold on to that. Probably
yeah.
make bank on it. But
$3.5 million.
Yeah, man. So this is what happened with that.
So this is Mike Hutchison. Mike, show him the ball. Don't be scared. He caught a piece of history, 703, with a one-handed grab. He's from Illinois, Belleville native. And Mike, you told me you came to this game for one specific reason. What was that?
I came here to catch either Albert's or Yadier's last home run.
Wow.
And you might
wow.
have that in your hand right now.
I might have that in my hand, yeah.
So do you want to give this back to Albert? Has anyone been in touch with you about making a deal? Because if there's no deal in place, I can make one for you.
No, nobody. The Pirates said they didn't know if Albert wanted it back. Some stranger walked up and offered me $100,000 for it.
Danny Mac and Brad Thompson, you know those guys, right?
I do.
Okay, they have offered autographs in exchange for that ball. Would you be willing to accept? And I'll get it on glossy photos. A Brad Thompson, a Dan Mack glossy photo autographed personally to you for that piece of history.
Wow. How many would I have to have?
How many what?
Glossy photos with autographs.
I'm talking one each. Yeah. I mean, they're busy people.
I'll have to pass, Jim.
All right. I don't know if I could speak for you, Dan or Brad, but Brad also has green seats. What if Brad threw in some green seats? Because I know Danny
Let's
and
make
Brad
a
would
deal.
Like to get the ball back to Albert.
What
if
he's
Brad
trying
threw in
hard,
some of his green seats? He has like eight.
My sister wants lifetime season tickets for the whole family. That's what I was told.
So that's kind of the deal that's on the table.
That's what my sister...
Good for him.
I think he should hold on to the ball.
I think he should hold on to that ball.
I think he should sell said ball, and I think he can easily buy lifetime season passes and...
I'm thinking by
buy
the end
a
of,
house. Yeah. Pay off your debt. I wouldn't give it back.
No way. And by the end of the playoffs, he'll get $5 million for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, buddy. Just to be offered $100,000 in the stands yeah. after it happened, you know, man, he's going to be rich.
Man, if there ain't no way in the world I give that. I don't care how much that guy haggled.
$100,000. That would be a deal.
Yeah. No.
That would be a deal.
The Varsity Athlete Interview.
Yeah, and we are here with Crossville's finest, Christian Rodriguez. How are you, man?
Good, and you?
I'm just going to ask you to do one thing.
Yes.
Keep that chair covering that Auburn logo right there. Just play it. Hey, we're so excited to have you. He is a senior. He's the kicker punter in football. He's also the goalkeeper in soccer at Crossville High School, which they're actually, when I say decent, these guys are legit phenomenal. Yeah. So anyway, Christian.
Yes.
What do you like about football, man? I want you to bring your A game today. So your voice, your voice to us, and bring your energy.
Now,
so tell us, what is it your what's your favorite thing about football?
Like football, not football.
Not the
football.
Yeah, I'm but talking football. American football.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh. With two O's.
One thing that I love about football is just like for me, like being a kicker and a punter, just making that ball, making field goals.
Cool.
Is that hard?
No, sir. Just consistency.
Yeah. What is the farthest kick you've ever kicked?
In a game or including
in practice? A game?
Game, I would say 30-something yards.
Cool.
That's a lot.
That's legit.
That's a lot. How about during practice?
55.
Come on! Steven, that's some college stuff right there.
Yeah, it is.
You're a boss.
Wow.
You're a boss, Christian.
Wow.
Hey, Christian, I always wanted to know this. When I watch these soccer players turn, like, kicker, punter, how much does soccer help you in your form of being? Let's just talk about field goals for a second. How much does soccer help you be a better field goal kicker? Does it help, or is it totally different?
Well, in other positions, I would say it's different. It just depends. But, like, me as a goalkeeper, I don't know if y'all know, but like, in goalkeeper, like, when the ball goes out of bounds, you set the ball on the floor.
Okay.
The goalkeeper just, like, kicks it into the field. So you kick the ball from the floor all the way to the wherever it goes. So it's, like, one thing that makes it easier for me.
Wow.
Cool. Is punting about the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Which one do you enjoy more? Do you enjoy field goal kicking, or do you enjoy being a punter better?
Field goal.
Oh, okay. Goal.
That's cool. That is cool. That's, man, like you're hitting a target.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I can imagine, like, when I get out there, what does it feel like? Have you ever been entrusted with the game-winning points by kicking the ball?
Yeah, kick.
Because I've seen that all the time. I see that where the kick, I mean, it's literally up to the kicker.
Everything rests on his shoulders.
Yeah.
If you make this, moment, you win.
I haven't experienced that quite yet.
What would you do in that moment?
Well, I feel like me not being in that moment yet, but I feel like for a kicker, it was like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to control that. And just putting the ball in the target.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as I'm watching on TV, right before the kicker gets ready to kick, right? And I mean, you're winding, you do your little stepping off and you're getting ready. They're about to hike it and they say, time out. To ice the kicker.
Yeah.
Does that really mess with your headspace mentally?
Well, for me, it's like my first year playing football, and as a kicker, so I really wouldn't understand.
Yeah, you hadn't experienced that yet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, then soccer, I imagine you've been playing it a long time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in soccer, how did you know you wanted to be the goalie and not a striker or somebody else on the field?
Well, it's kind of long story short, my freshman year, we had this new soccer coach, and I would have him for PE.
Yeah.
And I would be the goalkeeper because I was all right, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they needed, like, two goalkeepers for JV.
Yeah.
And he kept coming to me because I didn't know whether to play or not because there was a lot of pressure, especially playing for a team in high school.
Yeah.
So I didn't know, and the reason why I became a goalkeeper was because of him.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Cool. Good deal.
So I'm gonna say a coach's name, and I want you to immediately tell me two things. I want you to tell me a statement they always use, one of those coaching statements. You know what I'm talking about. One of those moments where you're like, I am never gonna forget that line for the rest of my life. And then two, I want you to tell me what that coach means to you. Tell me about, give me a statement. And tell me what he means to you, Coach Edwards.
Okay, so the first thing was a statement.
Yeah. one he says all the time at practice, on the field, during the game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good Get your head in the game. You know, something like.
Oh, yeah. I'll help you out, Christian. As you're thinking about this, I used to have this football coach in high school, and he would always say, keep your head on a swivel. And I'm like, what? You know, I mean, but he would say that all the time. It makes so much sense now. But he would say, get your head, keep your head on a swivel. Now, what do they say to you that you'll always remember? Anybody, Coach Edwards, say anything?
Coach Edwards hasn't, but I have this one coach. He told me, he says it a few times before the game. When we're out there kicking, he's like, how was it? So something like, put your brain in the bucket.
Hey, I like that. Put your brain in the bucket. I like that.
You have to come back on the show and tell us what that means. But
yes. I like that. Oh. Okay, tell us about Coach Dismuke, because he seems like a pretty influential guy.
He's our soccer coach. He's also bilingual.
Cool.
A statement that he said to you that you'll never forget. In practice, on the game, at the field, radio, in the locker room.
Radio friendly now.
Yeah.
Radio
friendly. And what he means to you, so.
Well, this is like my second year having him.
Yeah.
He's also a new coach, so I really wouldn't have a statement for him.
Okay.
But what he means to me would be like just that one person that's there for you, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, seriously, in what you do, Christian, is a lot of nerves. There's a lot of nerves there. So how do you deal with those nerves, really? Because, like, if I'm having, I don't know how many people show up to your ball game, but even if I'm just kicking an extra point, that's a lot of pressure.
It is, man.
And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the nerves of that?
Well, so this is like my first year kicking, so it's like I've had two misses.
Yeah.
On one extra point. Of course, it wasn't because of the nerve, but it was like because of the consistency, how I swing my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you do it, the more easier it gets.
Okay.
Cool.
So what do you do in that moment when you do miss? How does that feel? How do you deal with that? How do you, like I've heard it said, get back on the horse and go again? I mean, how do you?
Well, after that kick, it gets me like, all right, I missed an extra point, which shouldn't have happened, but let's move on. And then I told one of my coaches, when we're like on the 30 to 20 yard, from the other opponent's territory.
Yeah.
I said, I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go for it. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I like the idea that you said, let's just keep going. Because you can't stay in that moment. You know, you got to keep moving. You got to really, really keep moving, man. Good for you. Now, let me ask you this, Christian. Were you a part of the homecoming court that got all of the press? It was all over the news and all that kind of good stuff. Were you a part of the homecoming court?
No, sir. I was in the locker room.
Okay. Okay. But you heard about it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Was that not awesome?
Well, it's something that we planned doing before.
Good.
Well, tell us about that.
Tell us about that.
Well, I wasn't really like, since, you know, it's a girl thing, I wasn't like
a part of it.
Yeah. But like one thing that they talked about, some students were talking, oh, let's vote her to be on the top three.
Yeah,
and we did that, and they also requested to vote for her as queen.
Yeah,
it didn't go as planned, but I'm glad that she did.
Well, did the other young lady know? Did she have any idea that she was going? Oh man, now that's really cool. What we saw on the news was there was not a dry eye in the place, so that's really, really cool for her to experience that moment, and for you guys as athletes to come together and in the homecoming court, and all of you guys to come together to do something that awesome, to bring life and so much joy to somebody's life. Man, good for you guys for doing that.
Thank you.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
By the way, and so in soccer, I know Crossville, y'all have had a lot of success.
Yep.
Y'all been a highly successful team. What's it like to be on a very successful team like that? What is your role been? And how do you, you know, what do you want to achieve this year?
Well, this is going to be like my first year on varsity.
Okay.
So from moving from that step from JV to varsity is a whole new another level. And having a successful team, a program, is a little bit more pressure. And being a goalkeeper, it's going to be a lot of pressure.
Cool. Well, good deal.
Do you like that pressure?
It has its moments. Like you either decide to be the man or the other guy.
Or the mouse.
Yes.
I like this guy
Brandon? A whole lot. Man, so hey, Christian, so what's after high school? I mean, what do you want to do? You know, I saw that, you know, I'm going to say it. My friend Seth may not like it, but I see that Auburn back there. So what do you want to do after high school? What are you thinking?
What I'm thinking is probably go to college. Probably try get options to see if I could at least keep on playing football. And if I don't, at least try to go for a career.
Okay, good for you, man.
I tell you what, if you can start nailing 55-yard field goals in the middle of that game, you're going to get some college offers.
Pick your poison, my friend.
Jeez. That's phenomenal.
Wow.
So I have great respect for the kicker.
No kidding.
As I've been very frustrated with him at times.
Man.
But at the same time, it's such a vital role, such a big deal. Really?
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. That extra point is a big deal. Those 3 points is huge. I'm just impressed.
Man, as time goes on, it used to be, long time ago, it used to be, oh, he's just a kicker. But now, the kicker is the man. I kid you not. I mean, Seth is right. I mean, if you make an extra point, that could be the difference between winning and losing. If you make that field goal, I mean, that's the difference between you guys going to playoffs or you guys going back to the house. I mean, so it's really, really good, man. Good for you. Congratulations on all that you do, my friend.
Thank you.
So it says the most interesting thing you can do. I like this. You say you're a funny student/athlete. Talk about that. Make us laugh, man. Come on. Tell your best clean joke. Radio friendly, like Brandon said. Clean joke you've heard lately. I want to laugh. Or the funniest thing that's happened around you or you've made happen.
Things hard to think of something. Cause they usually like, it just depends. If someone says something, and then it's like the first thing you say and pops up to your head.
Yeah.
But then when someone tells you say something, it takes a moment for you to say something funny because you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
He's got good timing. That's what it sounds like. He's got awesome timing.
You jump in at any time. I mean. Me and Brandon are giving you a lot to joke about. You said your favorite movie is 300.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Why is 300 your favorite movie? Tell us about that.
When I was younger, I watched that movie once. And when you're like a little kid, you don't understand the movie until you're older. It's sad how they died. All of them. But at the same time, the older you get and you watch it, you understand that.
What they accomplished.
Yes, sir. You'll do anything to stand your ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. 300, go big or go home.
It's a true story.
Man, it is.
Yeah. I've read the true story of it. Just impressive.
Yeah.
What those 300 did.
Man, that's cool stuff.
And how they fought for each other, how many people they took out. And. So that's motivating. So is that why you like that movie? Because it motivates you? Or?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Wow. So tell me, who is your greatest inspiration in life? Who inspires you the most?
It's probably one that people always say. But for me, when I say it comes out like on a deep meaning.
Yeah.
I would say my mother.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about that. Go into that deep meaning. Why does she mean so much to you?
how can I say it? Without being a little like one of those sad movies.
No, it's okay. I hope your mom is watching right now, and I hope she's seeing how much you care about her. Seriously.
Yeah,
When I was little, it was just me and my brother and my mom.
Yeah.
We would go place to place, and she would put in the hours while we were at school. When we were little, we always had clothes, food, everything. She provided everything. Until now, she still does it. But now that I'm getting old, I wanna switch it around. I wanna be there for her, support her, go to college, be something in life.
Man, that's awesome. That's good stuff.
The mom did her job.
She did a good job. She did a very, very good job.
You know what I appreciate? What I appreciate about that, Brandon, is that Christian, you realize the sacrifice your mom made for you.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. One you'll never forget for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon?
And it'll, you know, in that, it'll take you to want to be as selfless as she is, and it'll continue to make you a better person. And man, you're going to always make your mom proud. I mean, I'm sure you're making your mom proud right now. And just keep doing what you're doing and you'll obtain your dreams. Man, we were just talking about dreams right before you came on. And man, you put people around you that will be that support system for you. And man, you can do whatever you want, my friend. You can do whatever you want. It's that million-dollar smile.
Yeah.
And that attitude.
I like it.
That charisma of being funny. Oh, you got it, brother. You got it.
Yeah. So Christian, and we like to do this with everybody because everybody has a story. And it's funny.
It's my favorite part, Christian. It's coming.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in your life? I've heard some funny ones before.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Our first year, while he's thinking.
Yeah.
Our first year, we had a girl whose pants literally caught on fire.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but.
No, it's funny.
So, after the fact.
Believe it or not, I don't think she even told a lie.
No.
No, liar, Steven. Pants on fire. It was just pants on fire.
That's crazy.
You know, if we watched the news and everybody who lied's pants were on fire, we couldn't watch the news. It'd be a blaze.
Yeah, it'd be a blaze.
Anyway, Christian, so tell us your embarrassing moment.
This was gonna be a little extra embarrassing, but
that's all right. That's all right. Come on,
man. We sitting up in our seats for this.
We got you.
So when Frozen came out, the movie Frozen, we went on a field trip to go watch it.
Right.
And I would search up on YouTube because I had a big crush on Elsa.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
How were you in this moment? Be honest. Be honest, it was last year, wasn't it? It came out like in
2012, 13.
So you were probably
around like 7 or 8.
There you go. You got a little crush on that.
It's reasonable.
It was reasonable.
That's not the end. The other embarrassing part was I would go home and I searched up on YouTube because I wanted to be like Elsa, you know? So she could. I don't know why. Since I had a big crush on her, I wanted. So I would go to the sink in my restroom. I would put on the cold water, and I would put my hands. And I thought if I put it right there, I would get power or something like that.
This is fantastic.
Yes. Keep going.
No, no, man. I appreciate you. He is a funny guy. I love
him. Real funny. You were trying to get those ice powers, brother. I hear you.
If I can get those powers, I can meet this girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that it was motivate. He doesn't remember this, and I'm glad things didn't work out like this, but there it is! Yeah! Hey! You and Elsa look good together.
There you go.
Except she looks like she's rejecting you right now. But Steven, you... That looks straight reject. Shooting ice powers. That was hilarious.
That's funny. That was legit funny.
The Olsen twins. I don't know if you remember.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I had a crush on them. I did. Until I became a teenager, then it was Topanga.
Oh,
hey,
Topanga.
Boy Meets World.
What a name.
Every guy.
What
did.
A name.
But it, you remember, Steven.
Oh, you have.
Topanga.
Yeah.
I was saying it just like.
Uh-huh. My man, I got to tell you, Christian, since we're sharing this as bros on the show.
That's right.
I got,
right?
I got to tell you, Christian. Mine was Ashley from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yes.
Ashley from Fresh
Prince of Bel-Air. Yes, that was legit.
She was
pretty.
Oh, man, she was pretty. She was really pretty.
But, yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was great. I didn't have a crush on Vanessa or whatever.
That's Cosby Show.
What? No, what was her name, though? The old
Hillary.
One? Hillary. Okay. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
We'll bring it back. Hey!
Yeah. At least I'm not the only one, though.
Huh?
What?
At least I'm not the only one, though.
That's right.
No, you're not the only one.
This is sharing time because you opened up. We're opening
up. That was a good. That was a
we
good,
care hey, about you.
There you go, brother.
So we care about you. Okay, I'm going to ask this. Somebody did the funny laugh thing at us. anyway, tell us if you can win any game. What is the one game you got circled on your calendar for football and soccer? I want to hear both of them. That you want to win. If you can win one game, the one you want to win the most, football and soccer this year.
Who y'all want to beat?
Who you want to beat the most?
In football, my top one would be Geraldine.
Oh, there you go.
Geraldine.
There you go, Geraldine. Geraldine.
Soccer, I was kind of disappointed we didn't get to play him this year.
Yeah.
It would have been Albertville, but I was a little bit disappointed we didn't get to play him this year.
Okay.
I just want to say America Riaz, who I believe has been on this show, said, Christian! So, America. She's fantastic. Super cool kid.
Oh, man.
Well, she's not a kid anymore. She's in college. but anyway, we are, man. So you want to beat, who do you
Geraldine.
Say? Geraldine. And then soccer,
Albertville.
Albertville.
Well, we don't play them this year, so.
Yeah, they don't play them. But if you did, you would want to put the beat down on Albertville, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I hear you.
There you go.
So he's going to hurt somebody. And anyway, if you could have a perfect season in soccer, what does that look like? What's your reason? Huh?
Oh, come again?
I guess what I meant to say, what's your reasonable expectation of this soccer team?
There you go.
I know everybody wants to go to state, but what would you be happy with?
Since I wasn't able to play the past 2 years when they made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, big deal.
One accomplishment for me this year and my teammates would be, of course, when state is the main one, but
right.
It would probably perhaps be get past the Final Four and make it to the
the game.
What was it? Yes, sir.
To the championship.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Wow. You think y'all got a good enough team to do that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
They got the best goalie.
Oh, man. No doubt. They got the best goalie.
Anyway, Christian, man, we appreciate you spending time with us.
Man, thank you so much.
You are a fantastic and funny guy. Thank you for being warm enough to open up and tell us the Elsa story.
Hey, thank you, Christian. Man, I hadn't thought about Ashley Banks in a long time. Appreciate that, Christian.
And I hadn't Topanga either. Right? Topanga. But, man, you are fantastic. And I hope you have a wonderful season. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you, man.
You have a great day.
You too.
Peace.
That was fun. When he went straight Elsa.
Oh, man.
That legit made my day.
Hey, hands up under the water. Man, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Steven.
Yeah.
Me and Brandon got to go do something real quick. We got to see if we stick our hands under the water.
Sounds good.
Ice power. There she is.
Ashley Banks.
That's the old Ashley.
Yeah,
I mean, the young.
Yeah, the young Ashley Banks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the original. Yeah,
yeah. Her oldest sister, she's a little, I know she was playing, but a little airheaded.
Yeah, ooh,
little,
man. Little, yeah, little airheaded. Nicely.
Yeah. Will Smith was legit.
Oh man, he was so funny.
He was. I have watched. I've watched every episode of Boy Meets World.
Pretty close.
Every episode of Fresh Prince Bel-Air.
Oh yeah.
Probably watched both shows 2 or 3 times.
Oh yeah. Did they get married for real?
They for real dated.
Okay.
They didn't get married.
Okay.
But then a few years ago they came out with a branch off show where they were married.
They were married on the show.
In the show characters.
That's right.
And they had kids, Girl Meets World.
That's right.
And I'm gonna be honest with you.
Is it good?
It was my legit kids watched it. Good.
My kids watched it. So good stuff.
It was legit good.
Yeah.
Better than I expected.
Huh. I like it. I've never
had to say better than expected with Charburger.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
No.
In my life.
Nope.
It's always exceed expectations.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it.
And so, but yeah, no, those, you know, I had this thought, and Steven, you would know how to do this. Back in the day, I used to watch every Friday night. They had TGI Friday.
No, oh, man, you talking my language now.
And come when on. I was not,
come on,
Steven, at the loft in the old Arab High School,
right?
Cassie would remember that.
Yeah, she remembers it. We had a loft over in Coleman too, so I know kind of what you're talking about.
So it was like a junior high hangout.
There you go.
The best. Trying to think about it.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of couches, and they play music. So it was like school dance every week. And every Friday night, you would go there. But the Friday nights that I didn't.
TGIF.
Try to have games.
That's right.
With some girls, and so it didn't work all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good place. Yeah. I like the loft. But when I wasn't doing that, I was watching TGI Friday. And I was thinking the other day, Steven, if not, me and you need to make this happen as a business plan.
Okay, what we got?
And we need to call it Nostalgia Friday or Nostalgia TV.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you remember, but every Friday on ABC, they would have TGI Friday, and they would have Family Matters.
That's what I'm talking about. Come
Full
on.
House.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Boy Meets World.
Yep.
And Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. The other day I was thinking, I wonder if there is a system where you can actually combine all those things and like make them start from season one.
Ooh.
So you're watching every Friday. You're basically having TGI Friday again.
Man,
that is awesome. A wonderful idea.
That's a legit business deal. That's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good
Steven,
idea.
Steven, I know you make fun of my taco truck wedding truck thing.
I thought we let that die.
I'm just saying I came up with a better idea. I think we came up with a better idea.
So far.
And I'm just asking you to look in.
I thought that thing
was
dead.
So what is it going to cost me and you to make that happen for people? And we can legitimately, it could be a legitimate streaming service.
That would be good.
TGI Friday.
Yeah.
Again. Now,
this one I agree with, but the whole let's do the show from the Oscar Mayer
that
Wiener
is
Mobile.
A good idea also.
No.
Yes it is.
No.
Hey, the TGI.
Who would not tune into that?
I want in on the TGI.
Come on.
But the Wiener dog
Chris Bashaw, what's up?
You on your own.
Yeah. We got a Gunnersville legend watching right now. Chris Bashaw. Bashaw. Man, I love that guy. But seriously, Steven, I was sitting around, and maybe that was a god idea. I don't know. I doubt it. But I was thinking.
I was thinking.
How awesome would that be? That you literally have that lineup that you had as a kid? Because I cannot wait till Friday night.
Oh, dude, we take it another step further, and right after school hours, we would line up DuckTales.
Yep.
Tailspin.
Yes,
come on,
sir.
Somebody.
Maybe some Darkwing Duck in
Talk
there, too.
Talk to me now. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Oh, you
I think the Holy Spirit behind that.
You're spitting it, Steven. That's what I'm talking about. You're spitting
Also, I don't know if you remember. One of the shows they played was Recess. Do you remember Recess?
I think the cartoon show,
Recess. I remember that.
Yeah.
I just, when I think back to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have these warm, fuzzy
feelings. Man, that was a good old day. That's good stuff.
And those are all really good shows.
Man. And good. What I liked about them, because they always had good lessons.
Yeah.
They always had good lessons.
No, it was not Full House. It was Step by Step.
Step by step. Yeah.
Step by step.
Step by step.
Oh. Step by step.
You know what we need to bring back?
Steven, we really need to do what I just said. I think we could be millionaires.
We need some Carmen Sandiego in the middle of that.
Where in the world? Exactly. Wait.
I'm ready.
With all our powers combined.
Yeah.
I am Captain Planet. Do y'all remember? Do y'all remember?
Yeah. Yes. Man.
This is the original.
Hey, this good
this
stuff,
is the
man.
Original Green God, New Deal man. Right here. I don't know what this is.
Man.
I was watching, I'm just like, Captain Planet's cool, but at the same time, it's like protecting the environment. That didn't even cross my mind. That's right? Like him beating people up, yeah. Right?
Protecting the environment.
I'm well, like, who cares about the environment? Like, I mean, I like watching Captain Planet.
Oh, man. And Carmen Sandiego is like, you know what? Just trace her phone. She calls in all the time. Yeah. But nobody knew where she was. But,
right? Well, there was something about...
Hey, they created a new Carmen Sandiego on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This was, though, when they took the little things and they put them in the floor. You remember that part of it? They were trying to track her down and they tried to figure out where she was. And these were like little pins on a map.
Yep,
and they'd walk around and they put the pins. There was just something about that I loved. I don't know what it was. It's
I'm
just being
a
able
lot
to
you.
Place
I'm,
the pin.
I'm sitting here right now thinking, I want a TGI Friday.
Hey, that's good stuff, man. Yeah.
I want to do that again.
Well, let me tell you, don't go home and search that because you're probably not going to find it.
TGI Friday.
But man, I don't want you letting down. But
here's
my
thing. If it doesn't exist, what does it take for us to make it exist?
We'll have to make it work, man.
Hey, you got to ask Willy Wonka.
Steven.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make us rich here.
All right.
We'll work on it. And bring the nostalgia.
Let's do some freestyle. Sound good?
All right, please.
Here we go.
The Varsity Freestyle.
Yeah, and this is your moment to win a five-person all-day pass to B&B Video Games, one of the coolest places in Marshall County to unwind.
Yep.
They have an 80s-style arcade in the back end. They have a video game retail store in the front where every single system you can imagine is there. Now, how do I win? How do I get to go to such a great place?
How?
And experience an 80s-style arcade again without a pocket full of change. I'm going
to
tell you.
And a really tight belt to keep your pants up.
Yes. I'm going to ask you three questions. I'm going to ask the first one right now. You're going to call in. If you don't know the answer, me and Brendan do.
Yeah.
And we're like phone a friend and we know the answers.
Oh, man. I've been waiting to do this ever since I was on here last time.
So all you got to do is take your shot, okay?
Take your shot.
Like Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott say, you miss every shot you don't take.
That's a fact.
Right?
Call us, Mark.
So here we go. A building. Any of you can answer this right there. A building where movies are shown. It's that easy. A building.
I like it.
They're building one in Albertville. A building where movies are shown.
Want to win? Call us now at 256-505-0885.
Call us, Marshall County.
There it is.
That's great.
You know, I think good things have come out of this show today.
Absolutely.
I mean, good business ideas, at least. And
how close to Alexander Shinara can we get?
Right? Have you been hurt?
Call me, Marshall County.
Have you? I tell you what, speaking of which, Texas A&M might get hurt this. They might need Alexander Shinara.
I tell you what, it's some blood in that water,
because
son.
I'm just going to tell you, Alabama's not mad at anybody.
Listen.
They're mad at A&M.
It's some
just the
blood in that water.
Beef between the coaches. Oh my gosh.
I can't wait for them to shake hands in the beginning.
I doubt they will.
I do too.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
Can I be honest? I hope Texas A&M loses 70-0. I hope they're so embarrassed they don't even want to get on the bus to go back home.
That is a possibility.
It is. It really is.
Because I'm telling you,
as
if he's
going to
have
fan,
those boys ready for anybody, they're going to be ready for them.
I hope that man, Jimbo Fisher, has to tuck his tail and run.
Yeah. With his players, the best money. The money can buy.
That's right.
Right.
And he's all mad about it.
Oh, he tore
but
up.
I, yeah. Anyway. Well, I would like to say that it's in Bryant-Denny. It's not... And Nick Saban is very angry, and so is a Will Anderson Jr., who I would never want to see on a football field.
Man,
what about that second string backup quarterback last week? Oh my God,
Milrow!
Milrow is he's got a running game.
My nerves were up until I watched that man run for 70 yards.
That man can go.
Yeah. I was like, do we want Bryce Young in? I mean,
Just rest.
Hey, I see six people in there. If you were there, let me ask the question again. I see six of you. I'm trying to give away passes to B&B Video Games. Our number, just go ahead and call in, and I'll read the question as I say it. 256-505-0885. The question is, where can you watch a movie
in public? That's right.
Where can you watch a movie in public? I'm not talking about your house.
Nope. Public.
They're building one. It's Lucas.
Yeah.
There are many brands. You got AMC.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've got Regal, which is
six of you. All you got to do is call. You're going to win something.
That's it.
Cinemark. Cinemark. Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Hey, it worked.
Flat. Look at
that. It worked.
Who we got? Is that Chris?
TS Tech, Alabama. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Hey, who am I talking to?
Chris Special.
Hold on the line. I'm going to bring you on air. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go, guys. Going dry.
Steven, I need you to get me some, like, intro music.
Because the
person, I mean, this is a worthy moment.
What kind of music are we looking for?
The man. Myth.
Just something the motivating. Legend. Something that would be good enough for Greg Glasscock.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
I could go like the whole retrospective kind of altar call
thing. I honestly cannot just like ask this man questions. So you hear that inspirational music? Yes.
That's it. That's it.
Today
right
we are joined by one of the legends of the Gunnersville High School track.
That's it. That's it.
This man single-handedly.
The man. The myth.
Put together.
The legend.
Some of the greatest athletes that have ever come out of Marshall County. This man. Is beyond special.
Yes, indeed.
To the Varsity Radio Show.
That's a fact.
Preach it.
This man. Is Chris Bashaw. How are you, Chris?
That's what I'm talking about.
Doing good. Sitting here driving down the road trying to listen to you guys, and y'all say, hey, why don't somebody call in? And I'm like, well, I'm watching on one phone. How do I call in?
You know, before I even ask questions, seriously, Steven, this guy's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
He really is.
He's no doubt.
He's produced state champions and done, and he's such an influential guy. Man. I almost just want to give him the tickets. Listen.
But Chris has been, let me tell you this. Chris has been recruiting my daughter for track since she was, what, Chris, third grade? Something like that.
T-ball. So, like, 4 years old?
Hey, we're getting close, Chris. We're getting close, my friend.
Yeah.
We're there this year, right?
Yeah, seventh grade. Yes, sir. We're there.
Come on. He's on, and if anybody can coach your kid, it's Chris. Because he's one of those coaches you want to play for.
That's right. So, I can't wait to work with him.
So, Chris, this is going to be fun. So, a building where movies are shown.
Well, that was a very hard one.
I know. It was. Difficult.
I was thinking, and then I'm like, that thing's really called a theater, right?
Yes!
Not what teenagers used to think it was.
Right.
No, they actually show movies in there.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of just a hangout.
That's fantastic. Secondly, because you're a really smart guy, you really are. What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet? The last one is Omega.
Yep.
Alpha?
Yeah! Come on.
This man is on a roll.
And I know Chris.
Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Come on!
That man know that book.
All right, now we're going with scripture here, okay? Now, you're a guy, you are a Christian. I know you're going to get this. So, what insect did John the Baptist eat in the desert?
Locust.
Come on, man!
Talk to me.
I didn't even have to help you.
Indeed.
I didn't even have to help you, Steven.
That man almost said, and
Steven.
Honey. Yeah. He almost went with it.
Sweetened it up with a little honey.
Yeah!
Yeah. I don't care how much honey there was. There ain't going to be no locust in my mouth.
What you talking about? I would have just ate the honey.
But before I turn you
over. He knew where the protein was at.
Yeah. Before I turn you over to Steven, in all sincerity, Brandon, I love Chris Bashaw.
Man, Chris is all right with me.
And,
I love it.
You know, I love coaches, but I love people like Chris Bashaw who are legendary.
Yes, indeed.
And I just want to say for our community, for me, I just appreciate you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait. I appreciate you guys. Hey, Brandon Love, I was glad when he moved back to town.
Right, me too. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world, seriously.
When he moved away, I was like, man, there's no, you know, there's not very many more people that can make me laugh.
Right, he can.
Hey.
He can.
It's on, Chris. I'm back. Let's do this.
He will. He will and he can.
Oh, man.
So, Chris, I'm going to pass you over to Steven so he can get your info and you can get your stuff.
Sounds good. I got a 13-year-old that probably be really looking forward to that
play. Oh, I'm certain of it.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Hey, have a good day, my friend.
You got to.
Yes, sir. That's good stuff.
He totally deserved to be honored, too.
There ain't no
he
doubt
totally
about
did.
It. There ain't no doubt.
Steven, he queued me up on that music. I got a little inspired. I'm not going to lie. I really wanted to start preaching.
Hey, this
but
man. This man.
I just, tomorrow when I'm preaching a sermon, I want that music behind me.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know
man.
What? I'm going for the jugular if that music's playing behind me. I'm like,
oh, you getting
I'm bust,
saved
I'm
today.
Busting. You ain't old Jesus. You about to. You like,
I love it.
It's about to go down. Come on, somebody.
It's about to go down.
That music, I was getting fired up.
Oh, man.
I hadn't played no sports in how long. Yeah. I was ready to run through that wall right there, Brandon.
I love it.
Brandon,
oh, man, that's good stuff.
Thank you for making my day.
Man, hey, it's my pleasure, my friend. And likewise.
It's too fun.
It's fun, man.
It's fun.
I do want to tell the people that we are starting. Let me just steal a little free press. We are starting a basketball program.
What?
At Grace Classical Christian Academy.
Come on.
We'll be playing
Come
our
on.
Games at Mount Calvary. We're going to play games
wow.
at Mount Calvary. Great. So right there on Rose Road in Albertville.
Okay.
So it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Looking forward to it, man. We're gonna have some fun. We'll have some fun. And just do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a fun show.
Oh, man, what you talking
Steven,
about?
Steven, I hadn't had this fun
about?
In a long time. Like, I needed today. And the way you queued that music up.
That was pretty special,
Steven.
That was pretty special.
You like that, huh?
And I heard an amen corner from both of y'all.
Hey,
I just want to say that I appreciate that.
Oh, man. we know how to push a preacher.
Yeah. And I said this. I don't know if you heard me when we were talking about Chris. If y'all play that tomorrow when I'm doing youth, I'm losing it.
It's on.
I don't know who's coming in through the door, but they ain't leaving the same. They ain't leaving the... I'm going for broke tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I love it.
We got Mr. Glasscock with us.
Greg!
Yes, indeed.
Greg.
My man, Greg Glasscock.
What's going on?
Greg!
Greg!
10 seconds to the intro music.
This
so,
is intro music.
Let's
all
get
right.
this intro music
it's legit.
Going.
Intro music.
Now, sports analyst, Greg Glasscock.
All right, I'm holding Greg. If you're out there, we're holding for this. Ready? Ready? Here it goes.
Yeah.
Bam! Greg Glasscock in the house! In the house!
Voice of the Wildcats!
If that don't fire you up, nothing will.
Woo, we already fired up in here. We just got off the phone with Chris Bashaw. How can you not be inspired?
We did.
We're ready to run through a wall right now.
Boy, I helped Coach Bashaw with his cross-country meet Saturday, and we had picture-perfect weather for that.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. Legend.
Hey, Greg. I know you got a little bit of sad news today.
Yeah, I got a good bit of sad news.
It was not
good for the Cats on different fronts.
Oh, man.
So, Greg, I want you to give us the lowdown on the Marshall County sports.
It was a mixed bag last week. I guess starting off with, when I talked to you last week, I was actually on the way to Gunnersville for the Marshall County volleyball finals.
Yeah.
Okay.
The semifinals and the finals. And I tell you what, there's a lot of good teams in the county, but the Arab Lady Knights there, they are the cream of the crop in the county, I feel like. They swept easily their semifinal match against Douglas, and then they dispatched of Gunnersville in the finals pretty easily, too, in two ranked teams matching up. So Arab will host next week the area tournament, but those ladies are very good. I mean, they hardly broke a sweat in the matches that I covered, you know. They're very good.
Wow.
So, volleyball's winding down with area tournament starting last week, and then as far as football goes, I was in Scottsboro on Thursday, because, you know, we were supposed to have hurricane weather on Friday, and it wound up being beautiful.
Yeah, right.
I guess that's kind of the way it goes, but bad night for the Cats all the way around, even though they only lost 17-14. The first couple possessions, they really looked tight. Couldn't move the ball that well. Then I think it was maybe the third offensive possession, our quarterback went down with a foot injury. Didn't know how severe it was, but I found out over the weekend that he was going to have surgery and was out for the season. So I believe the surgery was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I hadn't heard anything about it. So that was tough because had to bring in a freshman quarterback, and nothing against him. He was the quarterback of the future. We just didn't know the future was going to be Thursday night.
So
the off week, you know, couldn't come at a better time. They're off this week, and then they have to go to Arab next week, which will be a tall order, because the way I figured it up, as far as the playoff picture goes, if Arab defeats Boaz this Friday night, which is the biggest game in the county this week, then if Gunnersville loses to Arab next week, then they will, believe it or not, have to travel in the first round of the playoffs, and the top two positions would go to Arab and Scottsboro. If Gunnersville can happen to beat Arab up there, which I would call right now an upset, then you could very well be looking at a three-way tie for first, where kind of between Arab, Gunnersville, and Scottsboro, everybody is kind of beating everybody, and then you get all that tiebreaker mess with the HSA. You might have to have a doctorate degree to understand. It's rough. So, you know, there's still a good bit of ball to play, but yeah, that was just a devastating night on, you know, more ways than one. Also, in some other county news last week, Douglas defeated Sardis. Douglas continues to have a good season.
Nice.
Arab went to Crossville and won, so the Knights keep rolling along. They are undefeated in region play. And Albertville went on the road, they had homecoming against Huntsville. They also moved theirs to Thursday night and got beat. So, and then the marquee game, I guess, like I mentioned earlier this week, will be Arab and Boaz at Boaz for homecoming Friday night. Albertville's on the road at Grissom, and then, of course, Gunnersville is off. So, you know, if some way Boaz could defeat Arab,
that'd be great.
That would give Gunnersville that'd give Gunnersville a little extra life, I guess you could say. You know, it would definitely help the Cats, but, you know, looking at it on paper in the matchup, I just don't really think Boaz has the horses to defeat Arab. But hey, that's why they play the game. You know?
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Yep. From week to week, you never know.
That's why you play the game.
Well, Greg, I so appreciate it. Man, that was a lot of good stuff.
Man, that was a lot.
Not saying we all like the results, but that was a lot of good stats.
That's a lot of information.
And we appreciate you being a part of this show.
Well, I enjoy it every week, guys, and next week, maybe I can give an update as far as the playoff picture, you know, being maybe a little bit more clear next week.
Yeah, right.
We're winding it down.
Whoa, that went quick.
It did.
Yeah.
It went very quick.
It never Yeah, it never fails when the season starts. It seems like next thing you know, it's over with. It's just a blur.
Mm. Well, Greg, thank you so much for giving us your time and calling in this week. We appreciate you, man.
Sure thing. Y'all have a good one, man.
We'll do it, Greg G. Thank you, man. Man, that was a lot. Hey, I like what Greg said. He said, which was so true. That's the reason why we play the game.
Right.
That's the reason we play the game.
From week to week, in all sincerity. Oh,
for real. Like,
you never know.
You never know.
You never know
what's going to happen.
And it can change. I think that during college.
Yeah.
Those college games.
Yeah.
In fact, this week, some college games happening. So, Tennessee number 8's at LSU 25 this week.
Hey, Tennessee's legit.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody says.
Yep.
Tennessee's legit.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's at LSU.
Right.
I think Tennessee will win.
I hope. I really hope.
But if they don't, really, and it's sad, you're really over.
Yeah.
You know. Texas, Oklahoma, which would have been a much bigger game, but both teams look like they're falling apart. Not Texas. Texas.
Well,
I think Texas wins this game.
Well, Texas.
Sarkisian looks.
He's arguably one of the greatest play callers.
And then
no doubt.
I'm trying not to be too excited about this, but I mean, the way Georgia's played the last 2 weeks, I would just think this would be a shoe-in. Auburn at Georgia.
Well, they do have to go to Athens, so we'll see what
happens. Well, right. Like, if it was at Jordan-Hare, I'm like, miracles happen at that play. I can't see it. If anybody has never seen a modern-day miracle,
man.
Watch Auburn football. I don't know how they do so.
It's some weird juju.
Weird, crazy things happen.
It used to be either you could see a miracle on Sunday or on Saturday. If you watch Auburn on Saturday and Eli Manning on Sunday,
right,
you might get a miracle.
Either way, one way or the other.
Was the luckiest guy I ever seen in my life.
Do you remember? Auburn. Let's go back. Do we remember the season Auburn did it to Georgia?
Yep.
Where they had that crazy weird throw that won the game.
Yeah.
And this is the same year I think of the kick six.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is that even possible?
What is going on?
How is that even possible?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That was a bad year.
But Steven's right. He had some weird juju.
Weird, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got number 3 Ohio State at unranked Michigan State. But I have learned about Michigan State. And I put it there because they upset some big school every year.
They do.
Especially when that big school has to go to them.
They do.
It has to be something about that Spartan atmosphere.
And they gave that coach a truckload of money like last year.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you got
to
be
right. And let's go to I think the biggest, I don't know if it's the biggest game. It's the biggest one to me, A&M at Alabama.
Here's the biggest one to me
because somebody ran their mouth over the offseason, and we know how that goes with Bama generally.
Yep.
And
they're at home. And they're at home. Alabama's at home.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
And I think it's going to be on CBS, which I'm not too happy about.
No. Oh,
nobody wants to
hear Gary Danielson. Wants to hear. I just don't want to hear
Come
him.
On, Gary.
I cannot wait to hear Gary Danielson's. When they say he is retired, I think there's going to be college fans that legitimately cry.
Dancing in the streets.
Dancing. Yeah. I think we'll see celebrations like we hadn't seen since the end of World War II.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking ticker tape parades here.
Yeah.
Man.
I think at least in the South, you're going to see joy like you've never seen joy in your life
before.
You know
what? I'm tearing up.
And I think angels will begin to sing, and everybody will say, we'll see the Oompa Loompas run out. And it'll be, thank God Almighty.
Hey Steven, I'm really tore up right now because I don't know why, but I really thought I was the only one. but I'm so excited to know that I'm not the only one that feels this way.
I would like to go ahead and pre-petition all SEC fans from every college.
Oh Lord!
To set up a celebration in the streets of every major city and every major SEC state.
Gosh. man.
This is the only thing that could be better than that.
Go ahead.
All of us fans who don't like him get together and...
Which is everybody.
We put together money to buy him out of his contract.
Hey, yes!
And make sure it's non-renewed.
Hey, can you start that GoFundMe?
Let's
you
do it.
Let's start that GoFundMe. I bet. Boy, get that 24 hours.
let's go fund that. I'm all about that.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
come on.
You know, I'm joking, but in all seriousness, I bet there are enough people that it would be legit parties in the street. Oh, thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Like our good Martin Luther King Jr. said.
Amen.
I know it was for a deeper meaning, but I think if he knew Gary Danielson, he'd be saying it again.
But just don't bring it. Say it again. Equally as annoying.
No, it's not even remotely equal. I'm just saying.
No, equally annoying to replace him.
Right.
Oh, Lord, please. I don't think there's a person on the planet that's like that. But
I'm just like, come on. Come on.
Well, it was pretty bad when it was Vern and Gary together.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That was the nightmare duo. The nightmare duo. We hate Alabama football. All of us. What? You can't score. You're Alabama.
But we're making a heap load of money off of televising the game.
Good night.
I think we do have a buyout on them. I think they're about to be over.
Man, I hope so.
Good.
I hope so.
Cannot wait.
I don't know. A lot of people are hurting right now because ESPN has been pulled off of some, Dish Network? Isn't it Dish Network and DirecTV?
That wasn't smart, Dish. That wasn't smart.
I don't know why these guys can't get it together.
You know, they're always renegotiating contracts.
It's all about dollar bills, y'all.
Disney owns ABC. Yep. Disney owns ESPN.
Disney has
the money to pay whatever Dish and Direct want them to pay, but they're not doing it.
They're not doing it.
As if they don't make enough money already with everything else.
No kidding.
Now, you watch, this broadcast is going to get interrupted because I said that. It has happened before.
They do not own Facebook, though.
No, they do not.
You'd be surprised.
Not yet.
You'd be surprised.
Yet.
I saw a flash come up that...
Zuckerberg hadn't sold them yet.
That Elon Musk decided that he'd go ahead and buy Twitter for a measly $44 billion.
Chump change.
That's really smart, really, because he can control a lot with that. So, but anyway, if you have not enjoyed the show today, I don't know what's wrong.
You missed out because we've had a good
time. This is probably my favorite show of the year.
It's been really good. We've had some fun. I kid you not.
I have laughed. I have come up with some great business ideas.
We have got to have B-Love on here more often.
Listen,
I would love.
He brings
that.
It, man.
I tell you what, we had this much fun with a kicker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I know.
The buzzer beater.
And that sound lets you know where you can find us when this show is over. We want to tell you about the social media outlets that you can find us. Listen, if you did not watch the in-betweens today, I'm just going to say, we brought our A-game today, and I'm marking today as the greatest show of the year. So, if you've ever listened to our podcast, Tomorrow's the Day.
Yep.
If you want to watch more of us, hang out with us, whatever, Facebook at Varsity Radio Show, on Instagram
at Varsity_Radio_Show,
on Twitter at Varsity Radio 885, and TikTok at Varsity Radio Show,
and podcasts everywhere: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and yes, it's completely worth your time.
Oh, no
doubt. I promise. Hey. We are so grateful for the Charburger. They bring in great food, great service. They're the home of the famous Chargrilled Wildcat Burger, Philly Cheesesteaks, and Jumbo Crispy Onion Rings, and B&B Video Games, the home of the 80s style arcade with the video game retail store in the front. They are right by the Pizza Hut, where any 80s style store should be. Right?
Absolutely.
It's on B&B Video Games. Hey, we have sad news, but we know a lot of you are going on fall break, so we will not be here next week.
Do not give
up on us, because we're coming in hot that next week.
Coming in hot.
And we want to see you there. 88.5 JFM, the Varsity Radio Show.
And we're going to close it today over on the broadcast on Facebook Live. So if you're not over there yet, come on. We're talking about Man-Man. The emu who wants to be an ostrich.
Yes.
Ostriches unite. That's his deal.
Yep.
Don't cut us off yet.
Yeah. So come on over to Facebook, Instagram Live, Twitter. We're all over the place. Okay? See you next week. So we teased this earlier, and I would be remiss if I didn't play it.
I'm so glad you did.
So we got to have some Man-Man. Now, Knuckle Bump Farms is the name of the farms
that Man-Man lives in.
Man-Man is.
Ostriches you not.
Emmanuel is his actual name. They call him Emmanuel. And he is always so just, I don't know, he's mad all the time. He pecks at the phone every time they try to video him. But he, at heart,
he's disgruntled,
is a true cuddle bug.
Yeah.
Man-Man nap time. That looks so uncomfortable. It does. Oh, God.
Look at Man-Man. He's like...
I do realize that you guys are going to think he's dead or that I have drugged him to come snuggle with me in the center. However, that is not accurate, and I'm going to prove to you that he is just fine. Emmanuel. 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 Hey. Hey, you okay? Just taking a little nap? You're fine, buddy. I was just showing the people that you're okay.
Man, I cannot wait to hear the video Rockstar makes.
I know.
I'm sorry for waking you. Just... You can go back to sleep.
And that's it. That's Man-Man.
Follow-up. Is this lady married?
There are so many conversations she has with the animals. She's got this one cow named Mimi. And this thing yells at her all the time. She has deep conversations with her. So if you're not on TikTok following Knuckle Bump Farms, you need to get on that.
Knuckle Bump Farms.
It's so good. I guess that'll do it. Unless you guys want another video, I got a bunch over here. If you want to go
just
over,
just give me one more. Just give me one more. I think I cannot wait to see what Rockstar does to that video right there.
I know, right? So, I guess here's the one we can all relate to this. Cracker Barrel. Who doesn't like Cracker Barrel? Right?
Cracker Barrel.
That's right.
Here you go.
Love some Cracker
Barrel. Here is Dusty Slay talking about some Cracker Barrel.
My grandma liked to go to flea markets. I like to go to flea markets. I don't just mean the Cracker Barrel. I like a Cracker Barrel. They got a little store in there. I don't know what the store's for. I guess so that you can remember your time eating at the Cracker Barrel, I guess. Like a souvenir shop for a restaurant. I don't get it. But I like the Cracker Barrel. I just want to know if anybody just goes to the store, you know? Like, they don't eat there.
I have.
They just go pick things up. They're like, I got to go down to Walmart, and I got to go pick some things up. But before I go down there, fight all those crowds, maybe I'll just stop off at the Cracker Barrel, see if they got what I need. Because all I'm looking for is a rocking chair, an oversized checkerboard.
Yes!
And a Kenny Rogers CD.
Yes! Yes!
That's it.
Yes, sir.
One last thing. Me and Brandon Love are going to do this. I want to take a family portrait of me and Brandon Love, and then me and you're going to go to lunch one day, and we're going to sneak one of those pictures stick ours on there.
That's right.
At the Cracker Barrel.
At the Cracker Barrel.
At the Cracker Barrel.
At the Cracker Barrel.
And we're going to wait to see how long it takes for them to notice.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool there, though. If you ever notice, at the one here in Gunnersville, they usually have an Alabama or an Auburn hat on the deer above the mantle.
Right.
Look up there next time you're there and see if they don't have some college gear on that deer.
I will do that.
Wow.
Because I'm all about
Thank you, Cracker
their
Barrel.
French toast.
Yes. Ooh.
Ooh, man.
Something about their biscuits.
Talk just to me.
The
Talk
buttery to top. It does. So salty.
Their biscuits taste like grandma made them.
And their pancakes? No, listen. Dude. It's like they fry them in you know, iron skillets. It's got that crunch to it.
In my Seth Henniger voice. Come on!
Yeah.
Come on,
somebody!
Preach, preach. All right.
I guess we'll say goodbye.
Man. It's sad.
It is.
But we gave you 10 extra minutes.
Yeah. Indeed.
We love you guys.
Indeed.
And there's still 5 people here. We love you guys. Hey, we'll see you later. Come back in 2 weeks.
Still 5 people here.
It's going to be good. See you later.
Not really. This is the after party. Let's get on.
Yeah,
I'm playing. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.
All right. Bye.